Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Schooner's Grocery. How can I help you?
Hi, I have a question. Would it be possible for your store to start stocking Diamond granola bars again? They're my favorite, and I couldn't find any last time I was shopping.
Actually, another customer made the same request just yesterday. I'll let the store manager know. She'll be reviewing our product inventory at the end of the month.
Number 32. Where does the man work? Number 33. Why does the woman call the business? Number 34. What does the man say he will do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, Makoto. Sorry to bother you, but where will our department meeting be this afternoon?
I scheduled it in the conference room on the first floor, room 176.
Oh, but the projector in that room isn't working.
Steve said he'd request one from the IT department. Oh, here he is now. Steve, have you had a chance to request the projector for this afternoon?
Yes, it's already set up. By the way, I'd like to make a few announcements about the new time reporting process at the start of the meeting. Is that okay?
Sure, we have time for that.
Number 35. What does the woman ask about? Number 36. What problem does the woman mention? Number 37. What does Steve ask for permission to do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Bridget. Do you want to go to the employee cafeteria for a coffee?
Okay.
I wanted to ask about your move. I'm so glad you're in my neighborhood now. Are you settling into your new apartment?
Yes, thanks. There's just one thing, though. I'm not familiar with the area yet, and I'm trying to find a new eye doctor. Know of any?
Yeah. I have a good ophthalmologist, Dr. Chan. The great thing is she works on the weekend, so you don't have to take time off to see her.
Perfect. Do you happen to have her number?
I have her business card at my desk. Let me get it for you.
Number 38. What did the woman recently do? Number 39. What does the man say about Dr. Chan? Number 40. What does the man say he will do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Welcome back, Raj. How was your vacation last week?
Very good. I went to Fairview with my family, and it gave me some ideas for work, like how the City Planning Commission can make it easier to pay for parking in the business district.
But the city just installed digital parking meters that accept credit cards last year.
That's true, but it's easier to pay with a mobile application. That's what they do in Fairview. I could even add money to the meter remotely before I ran out of time.
I've heard about those applications, but never used one before.
I have one right here on my phone. Let me show you how it works.
Number 41. What did the man do last week? Number 42. What are the speakers mainly talking about? Number 43. What will the man probably do next? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Deborah, I want to introduce Ken Jacobs. He's the architect who will be doing the remodeling plans for the restaurant.
Oh, nice to meet you, Mr. Jacobs. We're excited about the remodeling. One of our main priorities is to increase our seating capacity.
Yes, I know that seating is an important part of your plans. What I'd like to do today is just look around the building and get some ideas for how to do that.
Sure. Deborah and I will show you around.
Number 44. Who is Ken Jacobs? Number 45. What priority does the woman mention? Number 46. What will the speakers do next? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Welcome to Anderson's Hardware Store.
Hi. I bought this electric saw from your store a while ago, and it stopped working. I'd like to exchange it for a new one.
Okay, if you give me your name, I can look up the details of your purchase.
Sure, my name's Francis Russell.
Unfortunately, this tool doesn't qualify for an exchange because you bought it over a year ago. The warranty's only valid for 1 year.
Really? I thought it came with a 3-year guarantee.
I have the warranty right here.
Oh, okay then. Thanks for checking.
I recommend having our mechanic fix your saw. She can repair all kinds of power tools for a small fee.
Number 47. What product are the speakers discussing? Number 48. Why does the man say,
"I have the warranty right here"?
Number 49. What does the man suggest the woman do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Welcome to your first day at the call center, Amelia. Your station is right over here. Have you read the material about our solar panels?
Yes, I'm excited to get started.
Great. So you'll be calling potential clients on this list to talk about switching to solar energy. The list includes many types of businesses. We'd like to see you sign up 10 new customers a day.
10 new customers is a lot.
I know it seems that way, but we usually don't have any problems meeting that quota. Would you like me to sit in on your first couple of phone calls and offer feedback?
Sure. That sounds great.
Number 50. Where do the speakers work? Number 51. Why does the woman say,
10 new customers is a lot?
Number 52. What does the man offer to do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Jasmine. My team just finished working on the prototype for the TZ59 camera. Here's the final report including the testing results and cost estimates for production. Can you let the rest of the managers know?
Sure. By the way, I'm surprised at how quickly you were able to design the new camera.
Yeah, my team found some ways to cut out unnecessary steps from the process so we could get the work done faster. We try to keep up with our biggest competitor. Remember, they're also releasing a new camera.
Right. You'll need approval to continue the project. I'll email the report to the managers right now.
Number 53. What are the speakers discussing? Number 54. What did the man's team do to stay competitive? Number 55. What will the woman do next? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, this is Thalia Rosen from Transport Today magazine. I'm calling about the article I'm working on. Can I speak with Jorgen Schmidt, please?
This is Jorgen. It's nice to hear from you again. Did you enjoy the tour of our assembly plant last week?
Yes, I did. It was interesting to see how you assemble the cars for your high-speed trains, and I have a lot of material for the article. I could use help with one problem, though.
Sure.
My editor wants to see a wider variety of photos of the assembly plant. Can we send a photographer next week to take some more pictures?
Number 56. What is woman's job? Number 57. What did the woman do last week? Number 58. What problem does the woman mention? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Okay, team. As you know, the company wants to expand into new regions. So we've been working with the strategic business unit to determine where to focus next year's global marketing campaigns. Today, Jim McKenzie from the strategic business unit will give us an update.
Hi, everyone. I analyzed data based on online search trends and determined some potential regions. That is, regions where a lot of people were searching for products like ours. So we realized there'd be a high demand for our products in Australia.
Thanks, Jim. Based on these results, we should start creating a specialized campaign targeting consumers in Australia. Let's start talking about ideas for this campaign.
Number 59. What does the company want to do? Number 60. Why did the woman invite the man to the meeting? Number 61. What will the meeting attendees most likely do next? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and boarding pass.
Excuse me, is this the gate for flight 722 to London?
No, that flight was just moved to a different gate. We had to close this gate because the computer here isn't working. You'll need to go to gate number, 34 now.
Oh, okay. And also, do you have the Wi-Fi password for here in the terminal?
The internet password? Sure. It's Free Air. That's capital F-R-E-E, capital A-I-R. Let me know if you have any trouble accessing it.
Number 62. Look at the graphic. What information has just changed? Number 63. What has caused the change? Number 64. What does the woman give to the man? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and chart.
Hi, Roberto. I'm sorry I'm late. I got stuck in heavy traffic. How's everything going here at the reception desk?
Fine. Most of the hotel guests have already checked out. By the way, the maintenance workers came by. I gave them today's list of maintenance tasks.
Good. But I'd better let them know there's a meeting in the Lilac Conference Room at 10 o'clock. Doing the work in that room should be their top priority.
Okay. Also, I was looking for some city maps to hand out to guests. There's only one here at the reception desk.
Check the storage room. There should be a box of maps there.
Number 65. Why does the woman apologize? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which maintenance task is a priority? Number 67. What is the man looking for? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and spreadsheet.
I'm really pleased with the way our online jewelry business is growing, Max. Just last month, our sales increased by 20%.
Yes, that's great. But I wonder if we need a different software program to do our accounting. The program we're using now takes a day or two to update expenses.
That's true. Look, we paid for our new printer at the beginning of the week, but the amount for that expense category still hasn't changed. It still says $300.
So we should use another program. You know, my friend Suzanne has her own business. I'll give her a call to see what accounting software she uses.
Number 68. What does the woman say she is pleased about? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Which category amount needs to be updated? Number 70. What does the man offer to do?